What happens when someone who's not supposed to have a gun lies about their background and illegally tries to buy one? Well, in much of the country, not much. We're going to focus on Washington State today, where FBI records show that between January and August of 2016, nearly 4,000 would-be gun buyers failed a federal background check. But as Austin Jenkins from the Northwest News Network reports, those people are rarely, if ever, pursued.
At Private Sector Arms in Olympia, Washington, they'll sell you a pistol, an AR-15, even a 50-caliber sniper rifle, but not before running a background check.
This is the e-check system. So we insert.
Owner Don Teague shows how it's done. For rifle and shotgun sales, it's an instant check using an FBI system.
Look at how fast that came up. They've already got, let's retrieve the status.
A couple more punches of the keyboard.
You're greenlit, my friend.
Meaning approved for a rifle or shotgun. For pistol purchases in Washington State, the process is a little different. There's the FBI check, but also a local law enforcement check. That can take up to 10 days. Teague says denials are rare in his store, but they do happen.
A lot of times they're like, what? Like, they have no clue. What are you talking about? I've never done anything.
Teague has some sympathy for people in that situation, but
if it's a felon doing it, absolutely. That guy needs to get strung up for trying to get a gun. That's just straight scary.
Nationally, during a 16-year period from 1998 to 2014, potential gun buyers failed a weapons background check more than a million times. Lying on the federal background check form is a felony, but a recent Inspector General report found that in 2014, federal prosecutors pursued fewer than 50 of those types of cases, a 10-year low. Going after denied pistol buyers is also not a priority for local police in Washington State.
What do? Not a darn thing.
That's King County Sheriff John Urquhart in Seattle. He says the system is working, even if police don't follow up, because the background checks are preventing gun purchases.
There is a gut reaction. People want their pound of flesh. What do you mean this guy's trying to buy a gun and he's a convicted felon? Damn it, he ought to be in jail for doing that. Well, the reality is that's not going to happen.
Urquhart says he doesn't have enough resources to go after failed buyers, and even if he did, Urquhart isn't convinced that pursuing prohibited gun buyers makes sense when the black market for guns is thriving.
We're not going to change gun violence or any sort of violence in the United States by prosecuting these people that tried to buy a gun and shouldn't have been trying to do that. That's really the reality of the situation.
Records from the King County Sheriff's Department reveal that between January and October of last year, 60 would-be pistol buyers living in King County were denied a weapon after a local background check. Many had convictions for domestic assault or had a restraining order against them. Consider Paula's story. We've agreed to just use her first name. She has a permanent protection order against a former longtime boyfriend.
He was extremely scary.
Records show that Paula's ex-boyfriend tried to buy a gun in Pierce County, Washington, in March of 2015. That purchase was blocked after he failed a background check because of the protection order against him. Thing is, no one told Paula.
Victims like me, who have tried so hard to make my life safe, my children's life safe, and I don't even get a courtesy call.
Other denied buyers include people with outstanding warrants, convicted felons, and those who've been involuntarily committed to a mental hospital. One person who thinks the system should go after prohibited buyers is Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, a Democrat. Ferguson recently issued a report titled Access to Firearms in Washington State. That report calls Washington's background check system fragmented and says solutions are needed to follow up on illegal attempts to purchase guns by prohibited buyers.
But it can't just be a lie and try system. I then go to the next dealer and the one after that until somehow something falls through the cracks and I get that firearm I'm not legally entitled to have.
Ferguson notes that Oregon, for instance, has a centralized background check system run by the state police. When a would-be buyer is denied, that's immediately referred to state or local law enforcement for investigation. Similar systems are in place in Virginia and Pennsylvania. As for Paula, she says just a few years ago she escaped another abusive relationship. She feels like it's important to tell her story, but she also admitted to being afraid to do this interview.
Because I can guarantee I will go to my grave fearing both of them.
These days, Paula says she does carry a gun to protect herself. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins.